I was doing some reading online, and I ran across an article by Wayne Jackson that I want to share with you and then make a few comments. It's relatively short. It's called God's Care for His People. He says, after more than two centuries, God brought the nation of Israel out of Egypt and into the bleak wilderness of Sinai. Ideally, the Hebrews would have gone directly into Canaan. It's only 150 miles northeast. It would have taken about a month. However, due to their lack of faith, they were forced to wander in the harsh desert for 40 years. According to a census that was taken, Numbers 1 in verse number 46 says there were 603,550 fighting men in this nation at that time. Based upon that figure, and figure most of them were married and had a couple kids, there were somewhere between 2 and 3 million people. The Exodus was an enormous undertaking. He has some statistics here that just may alter your image of that ancient event. If the Israelites had crossed the Red Sea in double file, two of them side to side, the column would have been 800 miles long. It would have taken about 35 days and nights for them to cross. But it was done in a single night. And that means the Red Sea would have been opened up in a 3-mile-wide gap. And they would have been 5,000 people across in that column. The nightly camping ground would have required between 25 and 30 square miles for that many people to camp. He says the mighty throng would have needed 1,500 tons of food every day. 1,500 tons of food every day. That's the amount that two trains, each a mile long, could hold. That just staggered my imagination to try to figure that out. Moreover, they would have required 1 million gallons of water each day. That's the equivalent of a train of tank cars, 1,800 miles long. If that doesn't astonish you, I don't know what will. These astounding figures, he says, have led critics to allege that the data presented in the book of Numbers regarding this multitude are much exaggerated. The claim is made, well, it would have taken miracles to sustain the Hebrews under these conditions. And you know something? That's precisely what the Old Testament narrative affirms. The Israelites could not have sustained their own lives. It would have been physically impossible. God supernaturally took care of them, provided them with manna, with quail, and with water. More importantly, this vivid Old Testament picture speaks to you and me today, if we'll listen. Though he provided special help with miracles to the children of God, Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2, says today he provides that aid and comfort through his Son. It's by following Jesus' words that we're sustained, physically and spiritually, if we're wide enough to listen. Deuteronomy 8, in verse number 3, says, "And he humbled you, and let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. I thought that was an astonishing article. And you know, as I thought about what God does for us today, the multitudes of prayers that He answers, the strength that He gives us to face the day, if we will just go to His Son for strength. It comes down to trust. It comes down to obedience. It comes down to what are we feeding ourselves on. Is it the Word of God? Plus the bread that He gives us? Or is it just the bread and cry that we want more? We need to realize the Lord God cares for His people, provides for His people, and He wants to provide for you and me if we will let Him, by listening to His Word and by feeding upon His Word, because we only live by every word that comes from the mouth of God. If you've been struggling with your life, maybe you need to stop and think, have I been trying to do it myself? Or have I been trusting God? If we can help, please give us that opportunity right now.